Welcome to my new podcast, Opening Doors. This is my first episode, and I'll probably keep it kind of quick and simple. But I wanted to invite you in and into my dwelling, into my doorway. And I'm really happy to share with you all of my experiences and transformations and some of my favorite things. And the reason why I'm thinking of my favorite things is because I truly believe when we do our favorite things, when we explore and we find what we love, we go out there and do it, whether it's hiking or swimming or being in the garden or taking care of a dog or cooking soup or bringing a gift to a friend, or whatever it is, whatever your favorite thing is. I have a whole list of them. What it does is it brings us to our center, and it allows for a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of clarity, a little bit of exhaling. So how many of you feel like you can't even breathe? Yeah. Actually, let's just take a quick moment. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, even if you're driving, take a deep breath in through your nose. And then let that breath out slowly through your mouth or your nose. Very slowly. Doesn't that feel good? Now, how many of you are thinking, gosh, was I even breathing? Yeah, we forget. We forget about our breath. The wonderful thing about the breath is that it brings us into the body. So the mind can get very controlling. The mind can want to run the show, and we can fall into that false sense of belief that the mind is in charge, when really the mind is not in charge. You know who's in charge? The heart. Yes. Our beautiful, beautiful heart is in charge. So just put your hand, if you right on the center of your chest, if you're in a place where you can do that. Take another deep breath in and let it out slowly. And just feel yourself right in this moment, right here, right now. Doesn't it feel good? So sometime today, find your favorite thing or write a list of your favorite things. Sometimes I'll write a list of all the places that I want to travel to and visit. And what happens is when I'm writing that, I start to imagine what they look like and feel like. And then what happens? It goes from my mind wanting and thinking into my body where I feel. And the amazing thing is that when we feel, we become more centered. When we think, we're not quite as centered. So let's bring that energy into the body. Just practice that during your day today and see how it feels. So my idea for this podcast, Opening Doors, is because I came to a realization after 34 years of doing healing work, body work, massage therapy, energy medicine, all the things, including mothering, which was 28 full years of that. I'm still a mother. My kids are a little older now, so a little bit less hands-on. Anyway, what I came to realize is that I am a door opener. I can open doors for people. I can open doors for you. And how does that happen? Well, it happens by being exactly who I am. Being exactly who I am and sharing what I love with all of you. So that's my plan. That's what I'll be doing here. I will be sharing what I love, stories about why I love it, maybe, and sprinkling in a little bit of healing work, maybe some breath work. We'll see. So I just want to remind you that we are infinite beings, and the possibilities to live life in this physical body on this earth are endless. And they all come from within, not without. Yeah, so feel into that. So I'm really here as your guide. You know, your guide and your companion on this journey of life, of transformation, of finding the courage and clarity that we need to step through these new doors. And then embrace the life on the other side of it, of them. So what happens when we open a door? The light comes in. Maybe the wind comes in, or the rain, or maybe someone is stomping through with mud on their boots and the earth comes in. All the elements come flying in when we open the door, and everything changes. The calendar on the wall in the kitchen ripples from the wind. The mud gets tracked all over the house. The light fills the room until it's brilliant and bright, and we see things we forgot about sitting on a shelf, perhaps. And the air cleans and cleanses and brings in that outside scent. So, metaphorically, when we open a door, the light comes in. When we open our doors, magic happens. So I'll leave it there, and I'll leave you with one more nugget of gold. This is something that I discovered a while back. There are things that I know. There are things that I don't know. Right? Like, I know how to cook, but I don't know how to, I don't know how an engine in a car works, let's say. But then there are the things that I don't know I don't know. Ah, magical, huh? What are the things we don't know we don't know? Well, we don't know until until we know. That's what I feel opening doors is about. And there's endless doors to open. Thanks for listening today, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.